Joining us right now on the phone line is one of our Friday regulars, Mike Vrabel. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're doing well. How are you?
I'm curious. I've been in that studio before, and there's only two mics. Are Pete and Steve, are they sharing a mic, or how's that work?
They're sharing more than a mic.
Yeah, they're
right. Are they in the same set of headphones?
Yeah, they're on each other's lap.
We're in a four-hour hug.
We have a special bond.
That's right. Disgusting. Who smells worse?
It's a man love thing, you know. Yeah. It's just a man love.
I just put on my Brady mask and Pete fondles me.
Oh,
that's all.
Stop it.
That's who's the husband and who's the wife?
Hey!
We role play. I put a Parcells mask on too, and Steve has the same way.
And I got a good jailhouse joke. I'll tell you guys next week in studio.
You're going to tell us an in-house joke? Oh, good. I like those. You ready to play some real football now?
Yeah, I think we are. I think it's long overdue to get this season kicked off, and everybody's ready and excited, and you know, tired of practicing. It's a long week when those preseason games end up this last Thursday or Friday. It makes for a long first week, and the guys are just ready. You know, we went out there today and tightened some things up, and went through some things that the corrections that we have had to make from the beginning of the week, but. You know, guys are just ready to play. They're ready to get some rest, start concentrating, and really put our focus on the Chiefs.
Mike, are the young guys a little wide-eyed as to the pace that practice, how it picked up, from the preseason to this week?
You know, I don't think so. I mean, I think these guys are all, pretty understanding of the how we do things. And it is, by that, I mean the practice schedule. And so during the preseason, we'd go out and Bill would say, this is a regular Wednesday, or let's treat this as a regular week's Thursday. And it could be a Tuesday. So I think they kind of had the idea going in. And, this week we kind of shuffled our days around because we picked up a few extra days. But I think they're fine with the schedule and, really understanding how we do things.
How much actual help can your experience and Teddy's and Adelia's experience be for a guy like Mayo and even Crable?
Well, I mean, I think that... A little bit. I mean, I think that, what's going to determine, how well they play is them, their preparation and, going out and just making plays and being confident in what they can do and, reason that they're in the National Football League is they've all shown the ability to make plays out on the football field and be good football players. And I think that, as is the case with a lot of young players, a lot of their production is going to come in a kicking game and, for other guys that may come out there on the field in regular down situations.
Hey, Mike, how difficult is it right out of the gate with game planning when you haven't seen a team that is so different, has a new offensive coordinator in Chan Gailey? Obviously, you're spending a lot of time, I'm sure, looking at some of his past history and the things that he does. But how difficult is it this early in the season with so much unknown about that other team?
Well, I think it's a little difficult, I think, but certainly things will, within the first few plays of the game, the first few series, you're going to have a pretty good idea of what they're trying to do and what they've been working on for quite a while. And whether that's stuff that they showed in preseason or that's stuff that's completely new or we haven't seen on film, it's going to be important for us, as it always is, to adjust and communicate and get that information passed along to the coaches and the coaches get it back to us so we can figure out, what corrections that we need to make during the game, relatively quickly. They're not going to go back and, change something after we've seen a couple runs that, they may have success with early on in the game.
Hey, Mike, Tony Gonzalez is their featured receiver, which is really rare the last couple of years. And the tight end on a lot of teams is not the featured guy, but he certainly is one of the best of all time. Do you prepare differently for a player like him as opposed to if somebody just had, two star wideouts?
Well, I mean, I think that you have to know who their go-to guys are, and certainly with the Chiefs the past, 11 years and now going on 12, that's been Tony Gonzalez. You don't catch 100 passes as a tight end without, being pretty special and them wanting to get you the ball. So, of those, you catch 100, how many do they try to throw to them? 130, 140, I don't know, but he's always been a focal point of their offense, and I would imagine that, that they're going to try to continue to make that such. And, not forgetting the amount of backs that they have, but they got great backs. But when they need a play and they need a catch and they need a touchdown, in the past they've always leaned on Tony Gonzalez. With all things considered, they're not going to probably change that.
Hey, Mike, what's the one motto coming out of this week? You know, when you game plan things, you know, what's Dean Pease telling you? What's your positional coach telling you? Is it about third down, you know, getting off the field on third down? Or is it, you know, tackle for loss, you know, trying to get after these backs behind the line of scrimmage?
You know, I would say personally, and I think as a team, I think we'd like to get off to a good start. I think that at least defensively, I'd like to see us come out and make some plays early and just get off the field early. Don't give up some 12-play drive that ends in a field goal. You know, it's something to give them some confidence in the third down conversion. So I guess, you know, a lot of that goes hand in hand. I mean, certainly anytime you can create negative plays, you know, that puts the offense at a disadvantage. And, you know, anytime you can get off the field on third down, that's always a positive. But I would just like to see a good, solid start to this season. And that would, you know, ideal situation would be for me, would be to go out there, you know, have them get the ball and go out there and start out on defense, start the season out on defense and try to make a play that helps our team and our defense. And I hope that the other 10 guys that are out there are going to, you know, try to go out there with the same attitude.
Mike, how comfortable are you with the guys behind you with the secondary that you have?
You know, I think anytime I go out there, you know, I've got a comfort level with anybody that's out there. And, you know, certainly when you've got James and Rodney and Brandon back there making calls as safeties, you know, I'm real comfortable, and I'm real comfortable in the way that, you know, Rodney can, you know, fly around and make plays. So, you know, we've got guys that have all played in this league that are back there, and, you know, they're going to be picking up a paycheck just the same way as everybody else on the team.
What's your take on Brody Croyle?
I think he's a quarterback that likes to get out of the pocket. I think you see a lot of bootleg plays. I think a lot of his scrambles and running around. He's a good athlete. He's not, you know, he's not a Vince Young type player, but there's not too many of those quarterbacks in this league. I think that he wants to try to move the pocket with some bootlegs and give them three level routes. And that when we get off the phone, I think Scott can explain that. But, you know, they're going to have a guy in the flat, a guy in intermediate, and then a guy running a deep comeback or a go. So that gives them three options, and it's kind of split the field in half for them.
Yeah, there's going to be a recognition for the perfect regular season that you guys had last year, obviously the 16-0. How's the team feel about that and moving on at this point here at week one?
Well, I'd like to see it go, recognize it before the game. I hope that we're not a part of something like that. You know, during the game, our focus is on 2008 and trying to win one game in a row.
Was there any pressure towards the end of the season last year concerning the perfect record?
Well, I'm sorry, Pete. I had to turn in the back seat to try to whoop one of these kids. What'd you say?
That was Steve.
I was just wondering.
I was giving him a hug, though.
In retrospect, can you look back and see towards the end of the regular season any pressure with that the perfect regular season record on the line?
I think there's pressure in this business, you know, going out and trying to win one game, let alone, you know, 16 or 18 or 19 or whatever it is. So, you know, there's going to be pressure and there's going to be butterflies, you know, to try to win one game. And then that's what we're going to try to do on Sunday. So, you know, this is a competitive business that we're involved with here. And so it's tough to win games in the National Football League. And I know that a lot of people don't think that way from the outside, but it's tough. I mean, everybody's, you know, got great players, great athletes. And, you know, you go out there and you prepare for a week, and you go out there and you want to try to win the game. And it's a big deal when you do.
Hey, Mike, following up on that, and I know you guys take it one game at a time, and certainly it's been extremely effective in the way you've been able to deal with it. But getting back to what Steve was just saying, did you feel at all, because there was so much pressure to win that game every single week, that by the end of the season, that maybe some of the guys got a little worn down?
Well, I mean, whether we played 70 snaps for 18 games and won them all, or played 70 snaps for 18 games straight and won 11-7, you're still going to be, you're still playing the same amount of snaps and you're still taking the same beating. So, you know, I don't really think that played too much into it. I mean, once you get out there, it's still a football game, and you got to make the plays to win the game.
Is there any mental toughness that that suddenly becomes jeopardized, and that everybody is talking about this? Did any forget about the physical aspect of it? You answered that adequately, but I'm wondering if mentally it ever
Thanks,
got to you guys.
I appreciate that, Glenn. I appreciate that you think that I answered that adequately.
You're welcome, Mike.
I would think that mental toughness would come into, come into account when, a guy is maybe not at 100%. Maybe, let's say, his ankle's sore, his ankle hurts, he can play, but he needs to play through it. He needs to tell himself that he can play through it. When you're tired, when it's hot, when a guy's hit you a couple times and you haven't made a play or you've made a mistake, those are the times when I think mental toughness would come into play a lot more than when, there's outside influences, whether it be from the media, whether it be from family, whether it be from friends. I would think that the mental toughness would have to come, when you're out there playing.
Mike, you've been on teams that have won Super Bowls, and, people talk about, carrying it over to the next year, and you guys chronicled that win streak, the 21 games or whatever it was. And people talk about this year, whatever network you turn on, but we got to watch and see if they have that Super Bowl hangover. Is it almost nice that you do have that time after you lose it? Now, all of a sudden, everything's wiped clean and we get to get going here in week one?
I would like to think that we did that when we won. I'd like to think that we wiped the slate clean when we won and went on and about our business and tried not to dwell on anything that we did in the past. I mean, just because you played one way last year, you played one way last week, there's no guarantees in this business that you're going to go out there and just automatically play well. And I think that, Bill does a great job of explaining that to us and, just trying to, make each moment and each play and each game, something special.
Mike, you've got a young team in Kansas City. They've got a lot of rookies on the squad, a number of them starting. Do you expect a simple game plan out of them offensively, or a ball control type of offensive game plan?
I don't want to start guessing, because I think that as a player, when you start guessing, you kind of are predetermined that this is what you're going to do. I think that we need to react to what they're doing. We need to make our calls, and we need to go out there and make plays. As far as their game plan, I'm sure that the bootleg is going to be a part of it. And, those running plays that they run off the bootleg is going to be a part of it. Now, what wrinkle they have on third down or what other kind of scheme run they're going to try to add for this game or for us specifically, that will play itself out early in the game. I mean, because plays you work on and you game plan to think, man, this is going to work against them. You're not going to save it for the third or fourth quarter. You're going to come out. You're going to come out running it.
Talking about the young players, and you've got some young players on your team, but this is pretty much an established veteran team that has won before. Bill Belichick constantly talks about every year is like a new book. It's a new page. It's a totally different. But how much of the real chemistry with this team remains intact from year to year, and that you guys have gone to battle so often together over the years, Mike?
Yeah, I think there's something to be said for that by going out there and winning games with guys that you're familiar with. But I also think that there's a reason we got these new guys and there's new players. I mean, there's change every year. And, guys are going to play hard. We're going to go out there and they're going to fight. And that's what the season's about. You're about building relationships and with the guys on your team and building some chemistry. And you do that by playing in tough situations.
Right, one thing in the preseason, it looked, that the team was susceptible to the run, with some of the first-teamers out there. Larry Johnson, of course, has been very good to great it in some games. He's not the Larry Johnson he was, obviously, 3, 4, 5 years ago, but is he still a major concern for you guys?
Well, I think he is. I mean, I think he's the leading back there. I think that they've got some other backs that are change-of-pace type guys with Smith and Charles. So you'll see, really contrasting running styles. I think it'll be important for us to know which backs is in the game, on every play.
All right, Mike, good talking to you. We'll talk to you next week. Fourth consecutive year, by the way, fourth straight year. Mike Vrabel has been elected as a captain on this team.